Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting second, the center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Wood reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokos. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is hit by the pitch. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Easter. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Arft hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Arft reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. Severs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Severs reaches second base with a double. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Arft hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Severs moves to third. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Severs scores. Sternweiss moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Browns. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Murray now catching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Kokos moves to second. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arft for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Sternweiss. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Sternweiss strikes out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Ray Murray. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Bob Feller. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.